Please listen carefully.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica, and I'm the creator behind Bring Your Own Kombucha. So this week's podcast features my friend and owner behind Grit and Zest. Grit and Zest is a athleisure brand, and I'm going to let her really go into details about how it came about, but I'm going to leave the link for Grit and Zest, their new line, and for a survey that they sent over to me. They really want to hear from you viewers, like what you guys are looking for. So head over to bringyourownkombucha.com and look at season 2, episode 38 on the podcast. Okay, let's jump right in. Kitty, welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on. We've been kind of playing a little bit of tag, trying to get you on the podcast. So we finally brought it to fruition.
Yeah.
How about we start off by you giving us a brief background about yourself and your role at Grit and Zest?
So I am the founder and I guess the co-owner's daughter, and I also co-own the company with her. It started out as just it was our family business. My mom owned a activewear manufacturing business for a long time, over 2 decades, and that was just what she does. And after her divorce, we kind of had to start over, and we thought this is a great way to bring back her experience and also have her, you know, have our second try at a business. And so we decided we want to pursue our own brand to bring, you know, kind of her experience and also my experience as fashion designer to together. And then we wanted to create something that's kind of reflect her attitude on life and also just bring everything together. And therefore this Grit and Zest was born. And I'm still in school, but I'm balancing this pretty well with her. And there's also Serena, who you may have emailed, seen her email. She's my friend, and she's also kind of with us on like PR and marketing, and I'm more of the production, and I design the products, I contact factories, and I'm more of the product person. She's more of the PR person, and my mom runs the, you know, day-to-day operation and distribution. And we're actually all located in different areas. I'm in New York because I'm here for school. And also New York is the place for fashion, so I'm closer to these type of things. And my mom is in Houston. This is where I grew up. And she's still there. Our warehouse is there. And she runs the office, and she's in charge of actually, you know, sending out the packages and managing inventory. And then Serena, my friend, is in D.C. And she's able to, you know, do all the outreach and contact, you know, different people and try to bring us onto a bigger stage.
So interesting. So where are you actually going to school in New York?
I go to Parsons.
Oh, awesome. So, good for you. And that's right in your field, right?
Yeah. That's I'm a fashion design major, and I'm involved with fashion all my life because that's what my mom does. And like from a very young age, I come to New York quite often with my mom on business meetings, going to different, you know, buyers and designer offices just in garment district. So that's kind of my upbringing.
So can you tell us a little bit more about Grit and Zest itself? Like, what products do you guys sell? And what makes you different from like...
Grit and Zest is a leisure company. We like to position ourselves as a leisure and not really an activewear company, even though we started out, you know, rooted in that. We believe that right now on the market, there's not really a brand that's entirely athleisure, even though a lot of people, you know, wear yoga pants on the street. They wear, they pair, you know, sports bras with their day-to-day clothing. But I feel like, we feel like there isn't a brand, at least not a affordable and, you know, affordable mid-range brand that actually brings the concept, actually, like, defines the concept well, and they design and they promote the brand as a true athleisure wear company. A lot of them just have, you know, activewear, and then they, you know, they have hip or trendy activewear, you know, like we've all seen those in Instagram. But what we want at Brinzas is really to create something that is for, you know, the woman on the go, that, like, we all know people around us that wear leggings just for the convenience, just for comfort, and because, you know, they're so busy running, work, balancing work and life, and, like, day to day. I grew up with dressing like that. I wear leggings to go to school, to, you know, go anywhere, and these are not necessarily workout clothes anymore. They're actually becoming just casual everyday wear. So that's, like, kind of what we think of Grinzas as, even though, so we bring our background in activewear, and then we try to design a range of product that is actually more suitable for, you know, day to day. And if you can wear it to work, you can wear it to on lunch day, you wear it to grocery shopping, yeah, and also gym if you want, and walk your dog, play with your kids.
I love that.
So it's, yeah, so it's like everyday wear. We don't want it to be just workout clothes you wear on the streets, because that's, so far, brands that are labeled with a leisure wear, that's what they do. But we really wanted to, because my design, my background is in design, and I think that I should put that to use and actually, you know, come up with something that is more that. So we're on the process to go there. Our origin, so we don't have a lot, we don't have a big range of product yet, but that's our vision. We're coming out with new collection next year to hopefully, you know, bring it closer to what we want it to be.
I love that. So I can totally relate as a mom. Mm-hmm. You know, I do want to dress nice, but at the same time, I need to be comfortable because I'm running all over the house, chasing my toddler, and it's just, it's chaos. It's pure chaos. So for us moms, it's nice to wear something that is still presentable and nice, but it's also super comfortable, especially postpartum, because your body is just so, you're not adjusted to this transformation that your body went through. So it's definitely very comfortable athleisure wear, I can attest to. So right now you guys have sports bras? And
yes, right now we have sports bras, tanks, leggings, and capris, and we also have some top and a unitard to, you know, mix things up, something for the studio, something for, you know, day-to-day. Most of our pieces could be worn up, you know, dress up and down, but we're planning on bringing maybe like something that's not so, because right now all of our clothing is tech fabric, which is like spandexy and stretchy. We're thinking of maybe bringing in cotton and bringing in things that are like more casual and more, and to mix it up basically, so that it's not all, you know, tight pants and tight top.
Totally get that. Now, where did you guys actually come up with the name of Grit and Zest?
I think my mom, who is the co-owner, so Mary, she came up with the name, and she came to me saying, okay, I want to start a different company, and this would be the name, and what do you think? And I said, oh, that's a great name. We should actually, you know, utilize that and build a brand around it, because initially she wasn't 100% sure she wanted to create a brand. She just knew she wanted to create another business. And I thought this is such a good name that reflects kind of a really good life outlook. And I think that will connect with a lot of people. So I tell her, oh, yeah, you should really use that, you know, as a brand name, and that it will resonate with a lot of people. And that's how we decided that that would be the name.
I love that. Yeah, it's a super funky name. I definitely could understand why people would, like, gravitate towards it.
Mm-hmm. And then she herself also, I think she personally liked Grit and Zest, because it's, you know, it's about balance. It's about not giving up. And it's about, like, you know, persevering, and it's all, like, it's what we want in life, and that's what we, like, we hope everyone would share that kind of spirit with us.
I love that. So I also want to touch on a little bit of your role within the company. You said that you go to Parsons, and for the audience listening, if you're not familiar, Parsons is a design school and like an artsy school, correct?
Yeah.
Now, what is it like trying to balance, you know, working, you know, with your mom, like trying to build this company and going to school at the same time? Like, how do you balance it?
It's, you just do, you just try to figure out the best way to distribute your time. And I think that this, it's like circling back to the whole idea of grit and zest. We here at Grit and Zest, and also myself personally, we really believe in, you have to, you know, there's so many wants and needs that we have to achieve in life, that I think it's important to find that balance, and it's different for everyone. Some people would, you know, prioritize. Some people, you know, like me, a lot of times couldn't place one thing above another. I want to see them equally. I want to, you know, do good in all of them. So I really have to, you know, manage my time well and kind of distribute them. Like, I have to be aware, basically. It's like, yeah, same thing as being a mom or being, you know, working career woman, trying to, you know, balance your family life. It's all that. I don't think, you know, some people will place one above another and then that's how they manage it. But some people wanted to really control everything. And I think that this is good too, as long as you find a way to achieve that in your own way. And speaking of which, that also brings in like the question of like, how much do you work? And do you have time for you, for yourself to relax, for your like, your mind to relax and to balance your health with your all of your ambition. I think it's all about that.
Totally. I work from home and I'm staying at home with my little one, and so hard to balance. So I can totally relate to that. Like, how do you do it? You just do it.
You just do it. I think that is really the key. It's like, a lot of times, like, yeah, the question comes up, like, how do you balance? How do you, like, you should say no, you should do this and do that. But I think it's different for everyone, and people do things differently, and people have different, you know, capacity of handling one thing over another. And as long as you are aware and you know that, okay, you're doing good, okay, you need a break, I think that's good.
So where do you see Grit and Zest in the future? I know you said you have another line coming out next year. I would love to learn more about it and maybe what inspired you guys for this next line, especially with, like, your creative background.
Yeah, so our next line, we haven't started the – we haven't gone into the full, like, design stage yet. Right now we actually – we drafted a survey. We wanted to, you know, kind of spread that – and try to get as much result as we could collect, because we really wanted to get to know the market of leisure wear. So far, this isn't a really defined market, even though there's a lot of workout clothes, active wear, and also there's, on the other end, there's a lot of casual street wear, you know, sports inspired, you know, we've all seen those, like, oversized hoodies and all of that. But I don't think that there is a brand yet out there for like a mid-range around $50, you know, like Lululemon, you know, that's kind of pricey, and we really don't want to go to the high end, because we think that we should provide to as many people as we can. So we want to stay within the mid tier and athleisure, which is more casual than workout clothes, but more elevated than like pure casual, just a t-shirt and jeans, because we also want our clothing to be versatile, to be able to, you know, be in a professional setting, or, you know, be in like more relaxed, maybe like in our past design, there was a sports bra with like a glitter band. A lot of people say that that gives it a little like disco feeling, and you could pair it with like jackets that would give it a more it was different. It was glitter that we designed that when, you know, the whole glitter and sparkly things wasn't a trend yet. So that was like an example of how we kind of break out of the traditional activewear and bringing it to more athleisure. And we plan to do that just more and better. That's why we have the survey, because we also want to be able to be size inclusive, and we want our clothing to fit many different types of people. So we drafted a survey just to get to know like what people's idea for athleisure is, and to kind of bring that to life. Yeah, so that's what we're doing. What we're doing for the collection coming up. And right now we're thinking that the collection will have, you know, the staples that are in our past collection, which is sports bras and leggings. But we also want to bring in maybe more tops that could go with leggings, and maybe like outerwear that could pair with something like that, or pair with leggings as well. And maybe, but yeah, mostly our old staples, leggings and sports bras, and then like tops that could pair with it. And that top could be a shirt, could be jackets, could be more tanks. Yeah, so these are the things. And that's why we sent out a survey. So in the survey, there's questions like what would you consider your wardrobe staple to be, to like gain insight of what people usually wear, and we really want to, and what else do they need? So that's what we're doing. And I think we're sending out the survey maybe this month. If there's listeners out there that would like to participate in that, we really welcome that. And we really need to, you know, get to know our audiences. And just, you know, people in general, it's beneficial to actually understand the consumer. And I think that a lot of brands, like more brands should do that.
No, I love that you guys are doing that. I think that's genius to really reach out to the audience and see exactly what they want. And being, you know, size inclusive is so important, because I definitely feel like I go shopping nowadays not being the same size that I was pre-baby, and It's so hard. It's so hard to go shopping. So the fact that you guys are size inclusive and are really, you know, reaching out to the audience to see what our needs and wants are really important. Mm-hmm. And I really love that about you guys as a company.
Yeah. Thank you. So we're really small, but we're really trying our best to utilize, you know, our resources. My mom's expertise in, you know, business, and also her manufacturing experience, and all with my like design vision. And I also think that design isn't something that just come out from the blue. That's why I really believe in, you know, knowing our customers and talking to people who has trial product, and like see what their thoughts are and what else do they need. Because I don't believe that design is something that, you know, a lot of people think being a fashion designer, you just, you know, draw and then you create amazing drawings and then somehow they turn into clothing. I do not believe that's the case. I believe that design really roots in like talking to the people, because you're designing for a purpose. These are garments to be worn on people. They're not standalone, you know, piece of art, even though they could be artful, but I believe that they're clothing first and foremost, and there's a real person is going to wear them and use them. So I really want it to be real and not just, you know, design.
Absolutely. So where can everybody find you guys, and what is your Instagram handle, your website? Give us all the information.
So we're on www.greatandzest.com. And on Instagram, we're Grit and Zest. And on Facebook, we're Grit and Zest. That's about all the social media. We're planning on starting a YouTube channel and maybe, you know, post content, video contents that reflect our, like, what our definition for athleisure is. But that's coming soon. I think by the time by this time next year, there should definitely be a lot more content out there. Because we actually just started the brand end of November last, like around Thanksgiving time, we launched the website. So we're fairly new, and we really appreciate like everyone's support. You know, in this early stages of building a brand, because it's definitely harder than I thought, and and also because we're not just like an app or a tech company, we're there's something tangible in our product. It's an actual piece of clothing and it has to fit people. So there's a lot of work in it that I didn't thought would be involved before I started this. So it's been a short and long journey. And I really, like, right now I really believe in what I do and I want to do it well. Yeah.
I love that. So I do have one last question for you. I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh, you know, I've never tried kombucha.
Oh, no way. How funny.
Yeah, because I always see it in stores, but I never, because there's so many to choose from, you know, maybe you could recommend me what flavor to start, because I'm kind of, if there's so many options, I just kind of don't choose.
I definitely recommend, I guess, the apple to start. I feel like the apple was my first flavor and got me hooked.
Oh, I do like apple tea, like apple black tea, so I guess it will go well.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. I love that we got to share your awesome brand with everybody, and everybody needs to head over there ASAP and check them out.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we're